Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the?
So I'm going to start off by saying, if you're watching the YouTube channel, you're missing out on a dope intro on the podcast. The sound quality is not too great, but the song is incredible. So it kind of balances out to like a good intro. You know, I got some tweaks to do. I got some things to add, and I shall be adding soon. Soon? How soon is soon? Pretty damn soon, bro. And for those of you on the podcast and not watching the video, all I'm going to say is that I'm a trendsetter. Yeah. Jiggle, jiggle. Jiggle, jiggle. I can't take full credit, have to admit. I met a guy over in Vietnam who did this exact thing while fire poying. Poying? For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically a ball on the end of a chain that is set on fire and swung around. Now you combine that with what you see here. Well, all I can say is that guy is now bold. So if you see a bold guy over in Vietnam, say hi from Dylan. Watch it. This is going to be thousands of bold people in Vietnam being like, what? Who's this guy? And then it's good, because then it gets more people curious and being like, who is this guy? And then they find this channel and they're like, oh, I had hair like that once. Although it makes my headphones very uncomfortable. But anyway, so here we go. Another round with Dylan and his mad hairdo. What does his hair do? It stands on all ends, bro. Been electrocuted by my own amazement. So, okay. I've been writing pages and trying to direct exactly the direction of how I want to talk about what I want to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it in the best way that I possibly can because I'm somewhat prepared, but, well, I'm prepared. But I'm unorganized, so that's not quite prepared. However, I have a lot of information, and I need to remind myself, because I think it's very easy to sway off the point of why I'm doing this, is to purely help myself. This is for me, not for you guys, so stop being so selfish, guys. This ain't about you, all right? So, you're just listening in. But if you got something to ask or add, you can comment. You can comment now. You can engage in the conversation that I'm having with me, myself, and maybe later I'll introduce I. The I's hard to talk about. And I'll tell you why as we go on. So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, put your helmets on, shin guards, knee pads, elbow pads, whatever you need to feel safe. We're going for a ride. All right, so the last video I did was something about ascension, but I really rushed through that. It was just something I was kind of inspired to do in the moment, but I did not clarify on a lot of stuff. So here's what I'm gonna do. It's jumping me around. It's throwing me around a particular subject that I need to clarify for myself, because I've been in a bit of a debate with it for a long time, so hopefully I can come to a conclusion to then dissolve that conclusion and leave me with more questions, as it usually will do. You answer one thing, you get 20 other things you need to answer after that. So, let's see. So the basis of what I'm trying to talk about here is spirit spirituality, spirit, you, al, anti. It's three guys, all based in one spirit. The Holy Trinity, you, al, and T-Dog. So, yeah, and like, I don't want to attack it. But I need to clarify like my experience of it. So this is based off, like, I can't talk about spirituality. I can refer to other people's ideas upon it. But I'm not going to do that too much. I'm more focusing on how I saw spirituality and how I experienced it. And how I experience it, if I do experience it. Let's uncover, bro. I don't know. But to start off, I was at one point very, very, like, spiritually obsessed. Enlightenment was, like, the goal for me. It seemed to be the only thing that had any point, meaning, or reason. Because everything else was just, like, a product of that source. Oh, my phone's going off. To kind of clarify how I saw things, it was spirituality, or let's say, well, spirit is what we're talking about here. Spirit is, like, the creator of all things, the manifestation of all things. And I realized quite young that nothing really held well, so I thought anyway, nothing really held what it was I was looking for, because I realized things were a lot deeper than that, and nothing could give me the thing that I was looking for. So I ended up moving, traveling, and essentially looking for God, quote unquote. But I never liked the idea of God. But again, that was my idea of God. I remember going into a church once. There was a church just outside my college, and there was a service going on there one day. And I went in, and I just found myself talking to people. Because I grew up as a Christian, and I fell out of that. And then Buddhism came its way, and I was interested in that. And I just kind of like to explore and check out like a few different things. But I found myself essentially back into Christianity, exploring if there was anything in it. But I went to the church and I was basically asking people, like, how do you see God? What is God for you? And I go to one person and they'd say, oh, it's God. God is the king of heaven, you know, the man in the cloud with the beard and the hair and the white up in the air everywhere, very white and very bright. I was like, okay. I went to someone else, asked them the same question, and they came back with, it's a woman. I was like, ah, oh, whoa, make you believe God is a woman. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then I asked another person. And they said, I don't think God is any particular thing. I believe God is in everything, this and that. And it's kind of omnipotent. Is that the right one? Omnipotent or omniscient? Is omniscient the one where it's everywhere? Omnipotent is all-knowing, I think. And omniscient is... No, omniscient is all-knowing. And omnipotent is, like, everywhere, I think. That's what to Google. Actually, let's Google that. Let's not leave ourselves in ignorance here when we can clarify. So omnipotent, I probably brutalized the spelling of that. I did right. Omnipotent, having all unlimited power. Oh, okay, so that's omnipotent, all powerful. Omniscient is knowing everything. What's the omnipresent, that's the one I'm talking about. Omnipresent, present everywhere, in all places, at all times. And basically, what this showed me was that people weren't actually talking about God, they were talking about their idea of God. And that was like quite a revelation for me, because I realized they're thinking about, well, they think God is a particular thing, but they're just thinking it. That is, it's not actually God. If you've seen some of my previous videos, you'll see like I'm talking a lot about thinking and how thinking is like the definer for us and what reality is. And this is what I'm trying to break apart, essentially. But the way people go about doing this is through religion and beliefs, because like everything you do is an idea and a thought and a thing. And basically these thoughts were just confusing me more and more and more. But I did know within me that there was something more, but I didn't know who the one was to show me what it was that I was looking for beyond thought, I suppose. And yeah, I dove into spirituality, and I basically found, well, instead of diving into other groups and adjusting and kind of fitting into their beliefs, I was given an opportunity to figure everything out myself. Like, everything. Like, I moved over to Holland and Amsterdam, and there was just such a high level of tolerance that I could explore what it was that was going on within me and who I was and all this, and what was essentially truth, which I would soon realize was my truth. Now, remember the my there. That's the key, a key factor. So, yeah, the reality that I kind of constructed, it felt as if it was given to me, or well, it was shown to me. I asked for. I want to try and avoid God. I asked for the light of the universe to kind of reveal itself to me, and it did through images and ideas and experiences and all these things. But I think growing up as a Christian, it created a basis of how to live. Like, these are essentially what religions do. They're a guidance of how you should live your life, more so than, you know, omnipotent beings and all-knowing sentient life, you know, that's looking down upon you and all these other things. Like, that's really, these are pure thought. Whether they are actual things or not is not anything I think that anyone can prove, or like, you can only know unless you experience it. But how do you share your experience except telling people? And when you tell people things, it's up to them if they believe it or don't, you know. But this is the thing as well, people's beliefs kind of correlate. But I'm in a thing of, do they correlate because is a shared experience that both are tuning into, or is it something that they're just both choosing to tune into? And what I mean by that, I know it sounds a bit weird, but it's like the mind. The mind confirms ideas that confirm its own thoughts about things. It's like, you know, you really like Ariana Grande. Let's go with that, since I'm promoting her songs. With my lovely voice, you believe God is a woman. You know, you've never heard of her before. You've never seen a thing, and she's been out for like, what, 5-6 years. Never heard a single thing. And then someone shows you a song of hers, and then maybe you're like, oh, that's interesting. And then it's in your mind. You're like, wow, that's cool. And then the next thing you know, you start seeing billboards everywhere, and then there's a concert going on, and then there's music playing in the shop that you work at. Like, it's everywhere. Your mind gravitates towards things that kind of confirm certain things. And especially with beliefs, let's go into beliefs. I believe I should be a good, people should be a good person. You know, you'll go and almost unconsciously seek for things to confirm that as truth. But anything that contradicts that or goes against that, you'll completely deny and say no. This is what you call cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance, a complete discernment against anything that contradicts one's belief. Oh my gosh, I got pages here, and they're all in random orders. I'm probably gonna end up repeating myself, but I mean, that's how you can really confirm a thing is. So this is, yeah, you've got a loop. You've got to keep questioning the belief you have. You know, there's never really an end to it. But this is the hard thing as well, is that I'm trying to understand if whether or not what I say is true. But I think there's certain things that I want to be true, so I'm being biased basically, in that I have an idea in mind and I really want it to be true. So I look for things to confirm that it's true. And anything that confirms that it's not true, you kind of shove under the rug, or you don't really pay much attention to. This is, it's flippin' bro. It's fine, I guess I don't need the headphones. Yeah. But what I'm kind of seeing here is that I believe that if you, and I may be wrong, consider this, I may be wrong. Well, this is what I have to keep reminding of myself, because I feel like if anyone is 100% just ingrained in what they believe is true, then I struggle to believe that person. I only really trust those who aren't sure, who question whether their belief is right or not. And I don't think it's a case of that you shouldn't believe in anything. I think that you need somewhere to work off. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is I believe now, it's a standpoint that I know I need to jump off of. It's a diving board, and I need to get to the next diving board, and the next diving board, and jump up. That means you have to leave the one that you're currently on behind. But some people grip onto their diving board for dear life, and you just see them shaking, going, "Ooh, this is the truth." You know what I mean? Oh, I look like I'm running like 200 miles an hour. That's so mad. Sorry for those of you who are not watching the video. This is hello. Oh, well, that didn't work, did it? Yo, this is gonna be a bitch to get out. Excuse my language. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is gonna be really hard to get out. Anyway, okay. Let's try and reground ourselves here and see if I can get to the point that I'm essentially getting to. We'll get there, guys. We'll get there. It's just patience, time, and a bit of effort. And a bit of fun along the way. So, if anything, I have a belief in contradiction. But this is troubling. Let's find out why. I'll read to you what I'm writing down. My belief in contradiction was hard to live with, as all was inconclusive. Yeah, and we kind of want conclusions. It's hard to kind of live a life without some sort of conclusion. That's why people jump to conclusions. We need a conclusion. You want to know the answer. But like, you can't be too conclusive, because the world is so paradoxical that both, you need one side to exist in order for the other side to exist. You need the non-truth to exist in order for the truth to exist. Does that make sense? But non-truths can be truths for certain people, you know? And if non-truths can be true for certain people and truths also that it who knows the truth? What is the truth? There is no truth. There's just things that work. It depends what your goal is, I suppose, right? Like if you have a certain goal and your belief complements that goal, you'll consider that truth. But if you have a different kind of goal and the things that you believe don't support or don't bring you to that conclusion that you have in your head, you don't consider it truth. So to say if there's like an ultimate truth is a little bit wacky in my head. Although I was very much in a search for it at one point in my life, the enlightenment. The enlightenment is like knowing all, basically. That's basically what enlightenment, know all. And then maybe this is the paradox of like, you know all, you know nothing. You can't know everything without the possibility of knowing nothing. Maybe the real knowing is knowing that you know nothing. All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know nothing. If anyone knows what that song is, please send it to me. It's old punk rock band, I'm pretty sure. Green Day cover it a few times. But I just like it. It's really good.
All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know nothing.
So, I believe in contradiction. That's my belief, basically. It's hard to make progression from a place of existing yet not existing. That's also true. It's hard to... because if everything's contradictory, existing has to exist with non-existing. Existing has to exist with non. What is non-existing? Does that make any sense? I don't think so. Not existing. What doesn't exist? What doesn't exist is beyond existence. So how can we know of it? You can't point at something and say that doesn't exist. Well, a flying monkey with Tyrannosaurus teeth. Tyrannosaurus Rex teeth. T-Rex teeth. Does that exist? In my mind. Who's to say things in my mind ain't real? Because things that happen in my mind can become real. So does that mean they're like potential realism? You know, like this bottle, like this whole hairdo was an idea at one point, and then it became a real thing. So who's to say the thought isn't real? You know what I mean? Like you think of your car right now. Think of your car. Sorry, you may not have a car. Think of your bed. You may not have a bed. Think of your hand, but don't look at your hand. Think of your hand. Is that hand real? No, not this hand. This, you could say, is real in terms of this is what I can see, what I can touch, what I can smell, what I can taste, what I can hear. See, I can hear. In that sense, it's real. But the hand in my head, that's a thought of a hand. Looks very real. I can see it. Like, I can hear it clapping. I can smell it. I can taste it. I can do all those things in my head. So is it real? I don't know, bro. You really have to define real. Maybe there's different levels of real. You know what I mean? There's, like, real. Yeah, it's real. Like, you know, like, thought real. You know, it's real. Like, movie real. It's real. Like, real. Like... Earth real, experience real. Real's real tricky, bro. So, going back to my original point of origin, I'm not gonna apologize, but I realize that I'm zigzagging, and but this is the point of understanding your thoughts. They're not gonna be clearly defined at first. You know, this whole process here that you're seeing is thoughts being uncovered and structured to make a point. You know, I was trying to make a structure for this video, but the whole point of this video is, or this podcast and everything, is to show you the chaos of ideas and thoughts and talking and the slow structuralization of them. This is what I'm doing, bro. Don't like it? I... Then you don't like to have fun, man. I hope I'm not destroying this mic here by doing that. Anyway. Spirituality complemented an original idea I had and helped construct a paradigm of love and light. Okay. So this is getting somewhere. The paradigm of love and light. The idea that love and light is the truth. Love and goodness and light and joy and happiness. That's the ultimate truth. And the full, complete belief that I had in that allowed for the kind of experience of that. Because my mind was now programmed into love and light. It was on that dial. And then it was attuning to everything that was like love and light, love and light, love and light. So when I would go out, things that reflected that kind of essence really revealed themselves to me, in a sense. In other words, I was just looking for them kind of unconsciously. And anytime I saw them, they'd be like, oh, it's a sign. Hello? Thank you for the message. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, it was just me kind of being like my subconscious mind looking for that, you know? And I'd be thanking whatever universe. Meanwhile, it was just kind of me giving myself what I'm looking for. You give yourself what you look for. So while it is a good world to live in, like the love and light one, all things that exist in opposition to such a paradigm cause me distress, as I felt they should not exist. So now, although I was confirmed in love and light is the answer, I still... You know, the spiritual seeking is always something. It's not enlightenment. Like, love and light, oh yeah, that's the answer, but there's more. You know? The enlightenment's like the continuous seeking. I read about this, actually, a while ago. It's the continuous grasping at something that's always just out of reach. So yeah, I'd always be looking, and I was very much... Well, I kind of realized that there was a contradiction in things, but I didn't quite understand how it worked. But I think my mind was kind of... I was tuning my mind into, like... It was, like, on my radar. I was like, okay, mind, figure out what this contradiction thing's all about. Let's experience it, basically. And it showed me by revealing that, you know, as much as there is love and light, there's hate and darkness. And that caused me a lot of distress because I, like, what I felt I should be was the guy of love and light. And when I started seeing things of hate and darkness, I was now not on the level that I felt I should have been at, because what had happened is that what I wanted to experience, I was experiencing, and as I was experiencing it, I was creating an identity out of it. Like, oh, he's the love and light guy. I'm the love and light guy. Hey, look, it's love and lighty. Lighty love. Lighty loving McLover. Lovey McLighty. You know? And then when I started experiencing hate and darkness, that started to scare me, because I would criticize myself, because this is who I should be, and this is what I was experiencing. And now I was internally criticizing myself because I wasn't matching up to what my mind was tuned into. Although I was exactly tuned into what my mind was thinking about. The other possibilities. What else is there in the world? It's not just love and light. It's everything. Things can only exist in relation to its opposite, although I did not know that at the time. So I was very confused and terrified and scared. And I was like, what the hell's going on over here? Because I don't know what is wrong with me. So now, because the love and light guy was an identity, that identity was now being called into question because other things were being experienced, and people would be like, it's the love and light guy, and I'd be like, yeah, that's me. And then in my mind, I'd be like, I'm a fraud. You know what I mean? Because inside, I knew that's not quite true, because now I see the dark things, and then meanwhile, I have people coming up to me and be like, this guy, he's always looking at the brighter side of life. This love light guy, he's the guy, man. Like, he's always looking at the good things in the world. And I'd be like, yeah, glass half full. And then in my mind, I'd be like, there is no glass. You know what I mean? So, and that was hard, but that was the thing. In order for me to further dive into deeper experience, I had to be willing to go into opposing forces. Because you can't just be on one side of the teeter-totter. You know, that's no fun. So I was like, what's on this side? And then I was balanced out, and I was like, okay, whoa. Okay, this is weird. And then my mind was too focused on that. And then I went like this. And then suddenly it was the darkness and the hate that was taking control. And I was super depressed and sad because I couldn't feel the love and light guy anymore. So I essentially felt like I had completely lost who I was. And then eventually it took me on a journey of having to let go of the love and light guy. I had to let him die. But I was scared to do that because I didn't want to become the hate and darkness guy. But in order to flesh myself out further, and go deeper into experience and understanding how it is that I do what I do, like how I create the world that I'm in, experience wise, by like tuning in, as I said, with your mind. In order to understand how that worked, I had to see it from the other end. Because before I was praising God and the universe for giving me all these experiences, like, oh, he's coming to me, oh wow, like all these signs are coming from the universe, you know. But the thing is that you are the universe, as all spiritual teachers say in one form or another. You are it. You are what you are seeking. The universe resides within you. It is there. But I could not because I was constantly seeking and knew there was something deeper into that. I had to topple to the other side to realize that I am the one causing this on myself. Because once I got to this side, and all I was experiencing was darkness and hate and all that, it didn't make sense, because why would the universe want to give me hate and darkness and sadness and just all this shapula, inside joke. Yeah, so it didn't make sense. Why would God essentially punish me in this way? It just didn't make sense. Why would I be involved in spiritualism or whatever religion if God is punishing me in this way? Because I deserve it? Because of what you've done? If I've done something, let me know, but I don't know what I did. But now I'm just having an awful time on this planet. Excuse me. This whole punishing thing. You know, God's all about forgiveness and love and this and that. So it was so out of context. What would, why, who, what, when, where, why? And then I realized, oh. If God is in me, and if everyone sees God how they see him in their head, surely that means that they are the creator of God. We are made in his image. He is a creator. What are we? Creators. So this might be considered blasphemous. Man, I'm so glad we don't live in like the 16th century or 18th century, because saying stuff like this, you'd be condemned and this and that. But again, this is kind of what spiritualism says, like, you are God. Well, you are the creator of God. But that's a dangerous road to be on, because you can deceive yourself in that. Because even God is like, you know, it's a greater force. It's like better than, greater than, you know, it's like a one-up. And I this is a big thing that I have with spiritualism, is that it's always like one-upping. You know, it's always greater than. I feel like spirituality tries to get the upper hand of life, implying that it's greater than, trying to one-up on the world. Alan Moore once talks about this. Like, you'll find... I'll try and elaborate on it. I might fail at this, but let's see. You gotta try, I suppose. Is that... I don't really know it, actually. But, like, you'll find gurus and teachers and coaches, they're always one-upping each other, being like, oh, I love you. And then they're like, oh, I love you more. No, I love all things. And it's like, I love you as me. You are me, you know? It's almost like you can't help it. There's such a competitive nature within human beings. But we try to think that we're more than human. Which we're not. Like, we're not even human. That's just a word. Like, you're just the symbol, we put so much profound meaning on symbols that we confuse ourselves in the awe of it. And then what we do, which is even worse, is we place the symbol on ourselves and create an identity out of it. And then it's like, I am you, and I know that I'm you. You have to discover that you are me too. I will guide you there, you know? It's mad. There was a post I put on Facebook, actually, which is funny. The guy commented back and thanked me for posting it. You're welcome. It's basically a whole school of fish and then one fish away from the group. And he's saying, follow me and I'll guide you to water. Which I think is hilarious. Like, it's good. It's a really good one. So what was he saying? One-upping. They're always trying to outdo each other. And then essentially what I've been doing, the reason I had been like criticizing spirituality for a while, I realized that I'm trying to one-up spirituality by getting out of it, being like, spirituality, yeah, but you don't understand, though. Like, yeah, gods and all, but you don't understand, like, the mind and the body and the universe is here. Like, it's a pen, bro. That's it. It's just a pen. The great cosmic joke, as they say. You think it's some profound symbolized meaning of this and... Sorry, I hope you can hear me. Of this and that and everything, and then you realize it all comes down to a flippin' pen, bro. That's all it is. But there's perceptions of the pen. It's depressing because it's just a pen. But it's incredible because it's a flipping pen. The whole time I've been going on these retreats, traveling through India and Asia and coming back to do ayahuasca ceremonies, all to realize that the whole essence of life comes down to a pen. Hilarious. What the flapuda. That's a new one. Like, that's it. Like, that's truly it. However you want to perceive it is great, but just it's spirituality is just another symbol. That's all religions are. It's extreme symbolism. It's extreme holy symbolism, and that's all spirituality is. That's why it relates exactly to all religions. But people think that spirituality is now like it's one upping of the religions. That's all it's doing. Every religion that is created is one upping the one that came before it. That's all it's doing. And spirituality is no different, bro. Now, I don't hate spirituality in any way, shape, or form. Because I'm great. I understand that spirituality is key to life. It's necessary. But there is more. Come with me and I will show you the way. Trust me. Trust in my symbols, my symbology. We are the top heads. The top heads know. The top heads. It's only with such antennas that you can really tune into the universe and what it's trying to tell you. God can talk to you through such antennas, but you need two things, long hair and a water bottle. But not just any water bottle. A very specific water bottle. It's a non-plastic water bottle created by Will Smith and Jaden Smith. It's just water. It's just water, bro. Relax. It's just water. It's not some holy crazy thing that's gonna link you up to the heavens and ascend you into other realms. It's just water. In case you guys don't realize why that's funny, it's literally called just water, the water bottle. I'm gonna help the podcast people who are not listening on the YouTube. I basically tied my entire hair up with a water bottle in the middle of it, so it's like standing up like a really tall tower on my head. Not anymore, it fell down. I apologize. I'm so sorry. I failed you. I should have held it up better. Oh. I've been forsaken. The bottle does not accept me. I am not worthy of God. I am not worthy. He doesn't love me. Why? Do you love yourself? No, I'm not worthy. Why? Who says you're not worthy? The bottle fell out of my head and it's on the floor and I'm no better than the dirt on the floor. Where on earth did you get that idea? I feel it in my soul. What are you talking about? Like, you know, feelings are energy from the mind that's now in motion. So your thoughts are creating the feeling in your body, and now you feel a certain way because of the way you're thinking.
What?
You feel how you think. You think how you feel. You're trapped in a loop of self-criticism. You're in a loop of self-criticism.
Huh?
Change how you think. Feel differently. Feel differently. Think differently. But what do you want to think like?
But I have to think a certain way, otherwise I'm not worthy.
What? Well, apparently you're not worthy anyway, so you might as well just make your own way. You know?
But then I won't go into heaven.
Make heaven. Make your own heaven. Instead of waiting in line to get upstairs to the party, why not make the line the party? Make the room you're in already the thing you want. Make what you want here now. Don't try and get to a whole nother place that you're not even 100% sure it exists, but you fooled yourself into thinking that it exists because you're scared that if you don't believe in it, it won't exist. You're scared that if you don't believe, it won't be there. So you're choosing to believe in hopes that you might get in to something that you've never even seen, only been told about. Make the party. One day there will be heaven on earth, as the scripture says. One day. One day, once you let go of the scripture. Let go of the scripture and the heaven will arrive. Then again, that is just my belief. What do I know? I don't. I truly believe that only the people that do not completely believe in what they say have an idea of what's going on. If you're so certain about what's going on, nah. There's too much going on for you to be so confident in your belief. There's way too much going on. I don't trust you. I'm sorry. Nice guy, nice woman, nice itty, whatever you want to be. You seem great. I'm sure you are, but I don't believe you. That if you start questioning what you believe and, like, you know, this is what I believe. However, there's other doors. Let's try another door and let's see how... Does it make sense? Does it make more sense? Does it work? You're a scientist, you know. You've got to take these ideas and put them into play and see, do they work? And if they work, then it's like, oh, that makes a lot more sense than this. Okay, let's now go over here. This is my platform now. This is my route, you know? You've got to be willing to move and shift and change because things die. Everything dies. A lot of things are dead already. But weirdly enough, things that should have died hundreds of years ago still exist because we don't know how to let go. Let go. Let go, let go, let go. Let go. Let go. You know, like, it's gone. But we're scared to let go because of what might come next. I was scared to let go of Love and Light, Dylan, because I was scared that I might become Hate and Darkness, Dylan. Now they're both dead, none exist. What exists now? I don't know. I don't believe in a who am I. I am what I am in the moment, and then it changes, you know? Before I was Bottlehead Dylan, and now I'm just really natty hair tied up Dylan. It doesn't matter. The who... Identifying yourself or confirming who you are, you're just putting symbols on yourself. You're sticking a post-it note on your head for others to read. So dangerous. Because then you confuse yourself into being whole. Maybe I don't agree with that, actually. Because it's helpful as well to change your beliefs about yourself from horrible person to good person or to a confident person. You know, that makes you confident and makes you full. So maybe not. Maybe it depends on the symbolism. I don't know, actually. Yeah, no, what you believe kind of manifests itself, becomes true. I used to be very unconfident. What's the opposite of confident? Nervous? I used to be super anxious. Like, I'd never be able to do this a few years ago. I went to a bar last night with a load of people I don't even know, and I chat and hung out with them and said hello, made some jokes, had some fun. Never would have been able to do that in the past. But I am able to do that because I spent time with myself saying that I am confident. I can be confident, but how do I be confident? It's by believing that I am and going out and doing it and proving that to myself. But it was easier to prove and take action and be confident if I created the feeling of confidence within me. And the way that I created the feeling of confidence within me is by telling myself a story of confidence in my head. The thought creates the feeling creates the thought, and then it feeds back until there's so much energy that you can't not be confident. There's always a feedback loop, but just be careful of what feedback loop you're in. So, yeah, so symbolism, okay, so I have to deny myself that, I have to figure that out a little bit. Well, I kind of figured it out. So symbolism, but is that symbolism? It's a word. It's more a feeling, but you use the symbol as a tool to create an energy emotion, an emotion, which makes it easier to do the things that you're thinking about. But don't get cocky. I might be wrong there. Yeah, so that's, yeah. So I guess I kind of went over that. My spiritual beef. The belief that God is a core loving energy that expresses through us allows for a beautiful experience of life to be had. Yeah, so I can't knock people for believing in God either because, you know, it does create, you know, you think of God and, like, you really try and, like, contemplate God and you think of amazing, incredible, wonderful things. Well, it depends how you look at him. Could also be a very evil dude. But generally, it's a very uplifting. And then you feel that way. And the next thing you know, you just see rainbows everywhere you go. So I get that. My issue is that I know it is a belief. it's a thought, basically. And are thoughts real? I don't know. Like, that's my beef. Not to say it's wrong at all. I'm just saying, like, I know it's just a belief, which allows for a placeboic, I don't know if that's right, placebo, kind of like a placebo effect. That's basically what it is. A placeboic experience that strengthens in belief because it's mind. The mind creates the reality. Well, the mind creates the emotion, which creates, feeds back into the thoughts, which invokes, it tunes you into what you're looking for. You notice, it's like when you play a game of yellow car, all of a sudden you see yellow cars everywhere, but you didn't notice them before. What you think about is what you see, because it's mind, yeah. You can also believe life is demonic and you will experience it as that, because law of attraction. You know, you tune in. Like, it can be demonic. You know, there's a lot of people who see the world as a very, very dark place. And there's a guy who sits right next to him who thinks life is amazing. How? This thing, brah. This thing inside here. This thing implanted in the skull, which is surrounded by muscle and skin and hair and friggin' all sorts of weird stuff. But yeah, law of attraction, essentially. And I kind of went over this before. I don't see it as a not a magnetic type of energy field. Well, maybe it is. Could be. But I don't think it's like that. It's hard to believe that because you don't see it, you know. But, you know, don't always trust the senses, I suppose. But rather, it is a mind on alert to find things that confirm its belief and discards the rest. That's cognitive dissonance. It's the mind, like, okay, you're like, ooh, trees. And then the mind goes, okay, look for trees, look for trees, look for trees, there's a tree. Look for trees, look for trees, there's a tree. Look for trees, look for trees, there's a tree. Like a dog, you know, looking for squirrels. Squirrel! Squirrel! You know? Yeah, so it's hard to believe. It's weird because if I believe in something, it does become true in a weird way. But I also know that underneath that, it's only an idea and a belief. So is it true? It's literally a case of you create your own reality, which is what spirituality talks about constantly. But the danger I found with that is that spirituality... people haven't spent enough time understanding spirituality to talk about it, because they do like a few months of like looking into spirituality, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, rainbows and light, I've got to share this with the world, everybody listen to me, you know, but they haven't seen the whole picture. It's not just that, bruh. Everything exists in relation to its opposite. The Prince of Light is but the other face of the Prince of Darkness. Something like that. I butchered that. That's a Ram Dass quote, which he quoted from someone else. But yeah, like, you got to have heads and you've got to have tails. You can't be heads, beautiful heads, and then forget that, oh, there's some smelly ass tails as well. You've got to have both. They both exist. But it doesn't have to be, ooh, gruesome, dark, and oh, beautiful light. It can be just butts and heads. Heads and butts. Whatever, you know? There doesn't have to be all this craziness. You can put it in. I could make butts amazing. Butts, bro. Oh my God. Look at that butt. Oh my God. Look at that butt. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Or you can look at heads as a bad thing. In your head, zombie, you know, it's how you choose to see every particular thing, but you've got to allow yourself in. If anything, you need to go into the dark things. You need to experience the hate and darkness side of yourself, because for some reason, you've chose to see that box, that corner of yourself, as dark and hateful. But then you shine the light on it and you realize, oh, it's actually not all that hateful and dark. it can be if I look at it in the way that I was looking at it. But now if I look at it with new eyes, or a new perspective, in other words, it's just as bright and colorful as where I was before. So the essence of spirituality at its core, well, I'm saying that like I know. I don't know. But in my understanding of it, and that's all anyone has, is their own understanding of a particular thing. No one can truly understand what spirituality is, because everyone has their blinders on. Everyone has their own veil. They see it in their own way. And then sometimes they talk to people and be like, oh, yeah, that's similar to how I think about it. Yeah, that must be how it is. It's not. It's just an idea. It's a thought. It's a veil. But yeah, the essence, I think, anyway, of what spirituality is talking about is bringing the darkness into light and allowing each corner, each deep dark corner of yourself to come out, because those dark corners have something to offer, but they haven't been able to help you because you've tormented them and said, you're awful, you're terrible, you're such a bad person, stop thinking in that way, you shouldn't be that person. Why? You're literally condemning these sides of yourself only because they look a bit dark. The only reason they're dark is because you haven't given them any light. It's your fault. It's your own fault. Take care of yourself. If you take care of yourself, then amazing things happen. It's not about being perfect. Like, it's not about just using these three boxes because you like them because they're very colorful. It's about taking every single box that's in you and bringing it to the surface and becoming whole, not perfect. You don't even know what perfect is. You have no idea what perfect is. You think you know what it is. You have an idea of what perfect is, but that's just an idea. It's a thought. A thought. So chill out, man. Take it easy. And shine your lights inside yourself. Sometimes you want a bit of darkness as well. It's a bit difficult to sleep with the light on, isn't it not? Isn't it not? You gotta sleep, bro. You gotta do your sleeping. So turn the light off every now and again. It's okay. It's just a bit of dark, you know. I used to watch a lot of horror movies with my friends when I was younger, and it went from they're terrifying to they're absolutely hilarious. The moment you start laughing in a horror movie, the whole game is ruined. It's changed, even not even ruined, but it just becomes ridiculously funny. The moment you start laughing, I don't really have nightmares anymore. I have weird dreams sometimes, like stuff that people would consider very traumatic or terrifying, but I don't really have nightmares. They're just dreams. I don't have nightmares. And that's not me being like, check me out, I'm brave. Oh, yeah. Like, it's not. I just don't. Like, there are things that would scare me, for sure. If I was in real life, if, I don't know, if I fell off a cliff, I'd probably be like, no! Or if I saw a snake, I'd be like, oh, get the thing out of here. You know what I mean? But I don't have nightmares because, like, I don't, like, you know, I can be in a room full of zombies and I'll probably run away because, like, that's the smart thing to do. You don't want to chill around with zombies about, but it's not nightmares. It's just like, oh, that's weird. Let's get out of here. But then the real sense of growth is when you can go to a zombie and be like, okay, man, you know what? I think you need a makeover. Let's do it. Let's queer eye this mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, It's change of view in it, bro. Change of view. Face those fears and turn them into your friends. Turn your fears into your friends. Turn your fears into your friends. Turn your fears into your friends. I like that a lot. Turn your fears into your friends. Turn your fears into your friends. Turn them into your friends. If you're scared to do something, it's a good indication of what you should do next. Turn your fears into your friends. I like that. I'm just gonna write that down. Turn your fears into your friends.
Well, I think we've been very successful today.
Cognitive dissonance. We've talked about a lot of. I'm really glad how this turned out, actually, because this was not a. I didn't know how to clarify. I think I learned a lot from this, actually. It's good. That's the point of this, is for me to understand a bit more. So look, to conclude it, I suppose, where I'm at with this is, the thing that I'm uncertain is real is the thing that creates everything that I see. That's weird. The thing that I'm not sure is real creates everything that I see. So the belief, basically. A belief is just a belief. It's a thought. And I don't know, it's not real. But believing a certain thing creates the thought, creates the emotion, and then creates the action, which creates the experience. So the belief becomes real. So the belief starts off as nothing, and it becomes something. So that is hilarious. So is there something other than that? See, this is me continuing my search, doing the endless seeking. You leave heaven, which you've always been in order to get to heaven, and in turn go through hell. Favorite quote. You leave heaven in order to get to heaven, and in turn go through hell. You've always been. You are the thing. It's always just been the pen. You've always had it. You've always been there. But you insist on going through hell in order to realize it. They say at one point everything was light. God is light, all-encompassing. And then he threw all his little flames into the darkness to realize that they are flames. How can you recognize if you're a flame if all there is sun? You have to shine in the darkness to realize what you are. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why the darkness is necessary. That's why you shouldn't be scared of the dark. You should embrace the dark and thank the dark. The fruitful darkness. Thank you, Trevor Hall. Thank you very much. I know you got that from somewhere else, but thank you for bringing it up. It's cool, man. Fruitful darkness, yeah. So that's what it is. Because I know the truth. I know exactly. So you should trust everything I say, because I know. God was light. And we were light with him. We were one with him. And then he cast us out into the darkness, and we're like, how dare you? And then he's like, wait, just watch. Just watch, bro. Watch. You're going to realize something great. And they're like, no, I won't. No, wait a second. It's just a pen. And that's the truth. That's the origin of the universe. Brought to you by Dylan Hales on the podcast Ourselves. You're very welcome. I'm starting my cult in 2021. Just after Kanye West becomes president. And I'll be here to save humanity from themselves. The cult will, I'll probably find a new name for the cult. Well, no, Ourselves is good. It's a good cult name. Ourself. Should be Ourselves. I always say Ourselves. But Ourself. No, Ourself, because it's like single. But single implies multiple. Does it? Nothing implies something. Single implies multiple. Yeah. Duality and non-duality and all sorts of blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I had a great time with this podcast. This was deep, son. Deep. I hope you enjoyed it. I know this is a long one, but I feel like this is a really, 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 really good one. As I started to get clarity towards the end. So yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have a great day. I'm gonna have a good day. Because I believe I'm gonna have a good day. The belief creates the reality.
Only if you believe it enough, and if you take action upon it. Beliefs ain't much without action, I suppose.
Great, guys. It's very hard to leave you. I feel like it's kind of like a, no, you hang up. No, you hang up. Because I can't hang up. It's so hard to hang up. I feel like I need to leave on a boom. Nah, no, I don't.